Welcome to Who Wants to Be a PMP? I've got my friends here in the study group, as usual. Those of you who are not here, we forgive you. We forgive you. This week only, we forgive you. All right, so let's jump straight into it. Anyone can answer these questions. Up for grabs. How many knowledge areas are there in project management?
10.
Thank you. What is the last knowledge area in the list of 10, if you remember by order?
Stakeholders.
Beautiful. What is the first?
Integration.
Good. What comes before stakeholder in the list?
Procurement.
Good. Procurement. What comes before procurement?
Risk.
Good. What comes before risk?
Communication.
Awesome. How many processes are there in risk?
Four, seven.
Seven, very good. What is the final process in risk called?
Monitor risk.
Monitor risk.
Beautiful. What is the final process in communications called?
Intercommunication.
Good. What comes after integration?
Scope.
Scope, very good. How many processes in scope?
Six.
Very good. What do we call the process where your customer is checking a deliverable?
Validate
Validate
scope.
scope.
Beautiful. What do we call the process where you are preventing gold plating?
Control scope. Yes.
Beautiful. What happens after scope in the list?
Schedule.
Schedule. Beautiful. How many processes in schedule management?
Six.
Very good. What do we call the process where you are deciding how accurate your schedule needs to be? You are deciding how accurate your schedule needs to be on the project.
Define
What?
schedule.
You're close. What's the correct process name? Think about it. Think about it.
Define activities.
Not that
Estimated activity duration.
one.
Develop
Not that
schedule.
one. You're, how accurate you need to be in the schedule. Which process is that? You're deciding. How accurate do we need to be here? What process is that?
Estimate activity durations.
No, it's not. You want to know which one it is? The very first. It's
Oh, plan
very.
schedule. Oh.
And that's the one everyone blows past, which is why I'm harping on and on about it, because you need to understand that there's a process for accuracy determination, and it's plan schedule management. Well done. Well done. Okay. Which process do we adjust? Already set leads and lags. In which process do we adjust already decided upon or already set leads and lags?
Control schedule.
Yes. Very good. Control schedule. Awesome. In which process do we decide how long an activity will take?
Estimate activity.
Effective durations.
Beautiful. What happens after schedule management?
Cost, plan cost.
Very good. Plan cost management. Very good. In which process do we decide how accurate our cost baseline needs to be?
Determine budget.
Plan cost management.
Plan cost management. I use the same trick on you guys. That's where you decide accuracy. Let me ask you another one. In which process do we decide our currency for the project? What currency will we use?
Plan cost management.
You got it. Okay, you've learned. You've learned. Okay. So, in the world of cost management, we have a bunch of formulas. I would love for you to tell me the formula for cost performance index.
EV
EV
divided by
by
K.
AC.
Beautiful. EV divided by AC. All right, tell me what is the formula for cost variance?
EV minus AC.
Beautiful. And tell me, if you have EV and you have AC, which one would you prefer to be bigger?
EV.
EV.
Beautiful EV. Can you explain why?
It's the own value, right? So whatever is bigger, it's better. Of course, like if you see that EV is like 3 point something, right? It can be a problem, but yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So earned value is the amount of work that you accomplished, and you always want that to be more than the money you spend, if possible, or at least equal. Equal means you're right on target. But if you were going to choose which one would you prefer to be more, then of course it would be the EV. All right. What is the formula for schedule performance index?
EV divided by SV.
Say that again.
EV by SV.
I think it's
Think
PV.
again.
It's I think it's
V by
EV. EV
PV.
is sure, but the denominator is PV.
PV, yeah.
PV, you got it. What is the formula for schedule variance?
EV minus PV.
Good. So let's go to the whiteboard because I know this throws people off. So we have earned value in all of these formulas, right? But when it comes to the cost ones, cost performance index and cost variance, they both start with EV. They both have AC in them. But with the variance, we're going to subtract. With the index, we're going to divide. That's how you can remember. Children eat apples, or children eat a lot. When it comes to the schedule performance index and the schedule variance, EV comes first. And for the variance, we divide by PV. For the index, oh, I'm
So
sorry,
fail this other way around.
other way around, yes. I'm on autopilot at this stage. There we go. You divide for the index and you subtract for the variance. Very good. There's some other formulas that you should understand. So the budget at completion is just the planned value cumulative. So planned value for maybe month one plus planned value for month two, all the way to month end. So it's really the accumulation of all of the planned values like this, right? If this was a project, the planned value for month one, let's say it's five, for month two, three, for month three, eight, and for month four, maybe 10, right? The budget at completion is just going to be adding up all of the cumulative, all of the planned values. It's accumulative planned values all added up. That's eight, that's 16, that's 26. So the budget at completion is the total amount that you're looking to spend for the whole project. Planned value is the amount you're looking to spend for a particular time phase. And then if you look at earned value is what you did, right? Accomplishment. So what you accomplished, let's say we're looking at month one and you only got 2.5 done instead of five. That's where we would look at the schedule performance index as being four, because we would say schedule performance index for that first one is earned value of 2.5 divided by the planned value of what you decided you were going to do, but you never did. So this is now like 0.5. You're only half efficient, 50% efficient schedule wise. So, I like to think of what Chris said in the beginning, always try to pragmatize it, just put it into a real world situation. All right, what comes after costs? In the order.
Quality management.
Quality, very good. What is the first process of quality?
Plant
Quality
quality.
management plan. Plan quality management.
Plan quality management, very good. Now I'm going to ask you a harder question. Can you name the two unique outputs from plan quality management? What do you get out of, that?
Quality management plan
Good.
and cost of quality? No.
Cost of quality is a tool and technique of that
Report.
process. Very good. What is another output? I'll give you a clue if you need one. Should I give you a clue? I can
Quality
give you a clue.
report.
Say that again.
Is it a quality report?
Very, I'm glad you know of the quality report. So quality report is an output of managed quality. So in managed quality, when you're planning how to test and what it will look like, and you're putting together the State of the Union address and quality, we do that in the quality report. Very good. But it's something else. It starts with the word quality, though. An attribute that we're going to measure at a well. What is that? You're going to measure the attribute of some variable. Maybe it's flow rate. Maybe unit, it's viscosity.
Quality unit. Is it a unit? Quality unit?
You're in the right track, but they call it something. Who remembers? Come on, guys. Come on, come on.
Quality performance. It's your measurement, right?
So you're close. You're like right there, but it's not measurement. It's related to measurement.
Metrics. When you're measurement unit.
You're close, but what do we call it?
So it's not quality performance.
Open up your pen box and check. Or open up your any book that you got that has, I think, the essentials book. You're going to make me go get my essentials.
All the metrics.
You got it.
I said that 30 seconds ago.
Oh, you said it. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
But it was now in the end. Yeah.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Quality metrics is correct. So we have measurements and metrics. Measurement is the actual measurement. Metric is what you're measuring. Great job. All right. So what do we do after we have managed quality? We move into the final one. And that's what? In quality.
Control quality.
Control quality. What is the major output that you get when you are successful in your testing and your checks? What's that? What do we call that output?
When product or
work
a demo?
Performance reports?
No, it won't be work performance reports. So remember, it's gone through the conveyor belt, it's been tested, and you get the okay, and it's like, brilliant, let's send it to the customer. What do we call that thing?
Verify the
minimum.
Yeah. You got it. It's a verified deliverable. Well done. I'm glad you paid attention to that. That is really awesome. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Let's move on to our next knowledge area. What's the next knowledge area after quality?
Resource.
Resources. Good. How many processes there?
Six.
How many?
Eight.
So there's no knowledge area that has eight, though. Thank goodness. Seven is the highest.
Six.
It's six. Good. Okay. So can you name the first one?
Plan resource management.
Plan resource management. Very good. What do we get out of plan resource management?
Resource management plan and resource traceability matrix.
Resource, what matrix?
Traceability matrix.
So you're thinking of the requirements traceability.
True,
but
true.
I know what you're thinking of, but it comes in the next one. So in this one, there's something else we get. Begins with letter T. Check your pen box for the information. What do we get out of planning resource management? We get a resource
team,
management
team charter.
Thank you, team charter. And that's so important. So who can tell me some other names for team charter?
Team contract.
Good.
Social contract.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. What else?
Project charter, same thing.
No, not the same thing. So project charter is high-level overview of the entire project. Team charter is the do's and don'ts, good behaviors, bad behaviors, definition of done, definition of ready if you're in the world of agile for your team, do's, don'ts, acceptable behavior for the team. So it's a little bit different, but we call it team contract, team agreement, as you said, social contract, and team charter. Those are all used interchangeably. What's the process after plan resource management? This is where what Gabriel was saying comes in. Who knows the process?
Estimate activity.
Brilliant. Estimate activity. Estimate what? Activity what?
The resources.
You got it. And this is where what Gabriel just said is an output. So tell me the two outputs from here.
So the requirements traceability matrix is one of those?
Yep. Not the requirements traceability matrix. Oh. The requirements, I know what you're saying. It's a structure.
Breakdown structure.
Yes, it's the breakdown structure. Good. And what else do we get from here? So this exercise is really to reveal that there's more to be done. I'm not going to go on and on, but I just want to show you that there's a lot more to be done as far as you narrowing down some of these ideas. When you're able to articulate these ideas, there's very little you'll see on the test that will intimidate you because you're getting the specificity down. So from here, you have resource requirements. It's just plainly called resource requirements. Okay. And I think you've pretty much done the others, communication. We could go a little bit further eventually. But any questions on this exercise or anything related to the predictive world? Any?
So this question's full, like it's not like one location, like you went all over the place. I was wondering if there's something like a 10 pages where you can go through and read and catch it.
Yes. Let's see. I believe we have a similar video of the flashcards on, you're freely available on YouTube. That might be an exercise you might want to keep in your bookmarks on your phone. Let me see if I can find it. PMP flashcards. Let's see. Okay, so there's a couple of videos that I would recommend. One video is called 100 Agile Terms for PMP Success. Let me put that there. And then there's another one called PMP Flashcards. Let's put that in the chat too. And I haven't forgotten about the list of mock exams. I think I'll just send that for sure by email so that you folks all have it, but let me put a couple of flashcard videos in there. And I think that will help you as you study. And then this recording will also be available. So I'll make this recording available. And, you know, you and everyone else who isn't here, they'll be able to catch up and say, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, let me close that gap. Yeah, so I deliberately went all across the board just to make it wholesome. The only other questions I would have probably asked you about the risk register, the risk management plan. I would have asked you about the A-team. I would have asked you about EASY, the mnemonics for the risk responses. But I think we've done that in other weeks. Other than that, the next area I would have probably gone into is Agile. So let me ask you a few quick questions on Agile. So what are the three artifacts in Scrum?
Product backlog, sprint backlog, and PSI.
Good. What are the roles in Scrum, the three roles?
Product owner, Scrum Master,
development team.
Developers. Yeah. Good. And then what are the events?
Sprint planning, daily Scrum, refinement. Sprint review, sprint retrospective.
Good. So the refinement, even though we recognize it in the world of PMI, it's not formal in the world of, you know, because I know the purists will hear it and say, refinement isn't in the Scrum Guide. Well, it's something the product owner should be doing. So I'm glad you remembered it. Just remember that PMI's world in the Agile Practice Guide is slightly different. All right.
So if they are asking this question, is the refinement is not a ceremony?
The refinement is not a formally identified ceremony in the Scrum Guide. Yeah. So if you think about it.
The sprint, the normal sprint, the fifth one.
So the sprint is the container, that is correct. Yeah. And then the sprint review and the sprint retrospective, of course. And then the daily scrum itself. Daily scrum. And then sprint planning. And those are the formal ones in the Scrum Guide. Now, outside of these, you have backlog refinement. PMI in their Agile Practice Guide, they look at that as being an event that should be upheld. But in the Scrum Guide, this is looked at as business as usual. Business as usual is the backlog refinement. So the idea is for the product owner to regularly do this, whether they're meeting with the team, you know, or not. They don't forbid you making it a meeting, but they don't recognize it in the Scrum Guide as one of the five. But it has to be done at some level. All right. Let's see what else. Oh, thank you for that, Gabriel. Good deal. Yes. So in our image at the bottom, we show that happening in the middle of the sprint. That is, it's just good practice, yeah, to do it. But there's a lot of schisms in some communities. That's not what the Scrum Guide says. No, you should do backlog refinement as needed all throughout as a good product owner. All right. Let's see, what else? I mean, to get into the nitty-gritty, I'll have to ask you situational questions. But let's not go down that path. Let me stop the recording for now. You folks did great. I'm going to turn it over to you so that you continue the journey with, I think it's chapter 24. So we'll just pick up from there. Thank you very much. And I will make this available to you. And I will also send you the list of the mocks before we get off here today. Thank you. Those of you watching after the fact, bookmark this because you will want to take those quizzes over and over again to refresh. And don't forget to hit like and subscribe.